Jessica's going to return the favor, I think. My family's here tonight. My therapist, my own therapist, here tonight. My friends are here tonight, and they hope that I can work this through finally. My office is here tonight. How many people here have at least one, if not two, weird relatives? Show of hands. So this is a story about poor Aunt Jane, weird Uncle Wilfred, and a cat named Fluffy, and Christmas in 1964. The other question I should ask is, how many people have been born here before 1970? All right, that's helpful for descriptive purposes. For as long as I can remember, Uncle Wilfred, weird Uncle Wilfred, and poor Aunt Jane spent Christmas with my family in East Boston. And so, you know, that's 15, 20 years. By the time it's 1964, I'm a sophomore in college. I'm home. I want to be home, but I don't want to be home. I just want to be out with my friends. But you've got to do the family obligation thing. So it's Christmas morning. Poor Aunt Jane has come for the night. Weird Uncle Wilfred has been with us for a couple of days. What's weird about Uncle Wilfred, lifelong bachelor, probably about 70 at the time, and he plays with himself all the time. Sitting down, standing up. Whoa, Uncle Wilfred, don't abuse that thing. You only get one. You might go blind, Uncle Wilfred. But this is more about Aunt Jane and poor Fluffy. Poor Aunt Jane was the youngest in my mother's family of 12. You gotta love those Catholics. And she was Aunt Jane to me for a long time. My family started calling her Poor Aunt Jane. When I was about 10 years old, I said, "Why are you calling her Poor Aunt Jane?" He said, "Well, Poor Aunt Jane went to the convent when she was quite young, and they tossed her out because she had bad eyesight. So ever since, we've called her Poor Aunt Jane." What was tacked on at the end is, and she's legally blind in Massachusetts. So by the time I'm a sophomore in college, or I'm a junior in high school, or a senior, when everybody would come by and pick me up to go out and party or something like that, they'd say, "Well, who's at your house?" And I'd say, "Weird Uncle Wilfred, who plays with himself, and poor Aunt Jane, who's legally blind in Massachusetts." And my friends would inevitably say things like, "Well, what happens if she crosses the line into Rhode Island? Does she get her sight back, or anything extraordinary happen?" And the other strange thing about poor Aunt Jane was that she always announced what she was going to do next, and it probably came from being a domestic, and, "I'm going to clear your plates now." She talked like Julia Child. And this was before contact lenses for all you youngsters, and she had major Coke bottle glasses. And for those of you that were born before 1970, she looked like Baby Huey. For those of you after 1970, she looked like Big Bird with a smushed-in face. But she was a sweetheart. And so I'll set the scene. It's Christmas, late morning. We've exchanged presents. That's another Stoop story, gift exchange in the gulag. My folks are in the kitchen, which, by the way, in 1964, which distinguished it from other Christmases, was under construction. My mother and father had sent the oldest of their three children off to college, and my mother declared that she wanted a new kitchen. So that project began about June of that year. And since your dad's a milkman and your mother's a part-time secretary, You don't take a fistful of money and go to Stewart Kitchens and plunk it down on the granite countertop. You get another uncle, Uncle George, who's a carpenter at the Boston Navy shipyard, and Uncle George is a lonely old bachelor also. I don't know if he played with himself, but he would come over most evenings. This is an after-work project, and he'd have supper. My mother would give him supper. He'd take out his tools very slowly. He'd measure a board. He'd put his tools away, and he'd go home. So the project that was going to be done in August was dragging on September, October, November, and now it's Christmas morning. The kitchen's under construction. My folks are just about around the bend with Uncle George, and my father has had major discussions with Uncle George about whether that wall between the pantry and the kitchen is load-bearing or not. You already know where this is going. And it wasn't resolved. Uncle George disappeared for the Christmas holidays, and my folks are out there Christmas morning doing the best they can in the kitchen under construction. And poor Aunt Jane, after playing a few melodies on the piano, said, "I'm going off to take my bath." And off she went to the bath. You have to picture Titanic from the upside down. Aunt Jane goes upstairs, gets in the tub. Thank God my mother's side of the family is Scottish. She ran about 2 inches of water. Splashes around. Crash, crunch, bang. Aunt Jane comes most of the way through the ceiling and the bathtub. It's really true. And my kid sister Joan, who at the time was about 10 years old, she had been mimicking Aunt Jane, so she said, "And Aunt Jane's coming down through the ceiling in the bathtub now." So my dad had the presence of mind to prop some 2x4s up underneath the bathtub. As he said, "That son of a bitch, George, I told him it was a load-bearing wall." So, as horny as I was in college, I confess, I did not want to see Big Bird naked. My mom and sister got Aunt Jane cleaned up and got her composed. She sailed through it beautifully. I think she was just doing a lot of rosaries up there or something. Came down, we're all set for dinner, and my father is big into big turkeys, and he's very proud, and this is his number, and he's waltzing into the dining room with the 25-pound turkey. Aunt Jane is sitting here a little bit to his left. Fluffy is under the table. Very experienced cat after 5 children. She knows there's goods to be had under the table. You just have to be patient. And sure enough, Fluffy had been playing with a little square block of wood. My dad tripped on the wood and started sailing off the platter with the turkey, which landed on the left-hand thigh of Aunt Jane, fell to the floor, and I don't want you to ever try this, but a 25-pound turkey that's hot, falling 4 feet, does not go splat. It explodes. Boom. And there was every imaginable part of the turkey all over the dining room and all over everybody in the dining room. Now, I'm going to fast forward for a minute or so, or 30 seconds probably. About 2 months after this, our cat Fluffy started to do strange things. One of them was to jump on my mother's face in the middle of the night. And she took the cat to the vet. This happened twice. She took the cat to the vet, and the vet said, feline psychosis. My mother didn't, you know, feline psychosis, what's that? Feline psychosis, secondary to post-traumatic stress, caused by blunt trauma of stuffing under the table. You're all invited to Christmas dinner this year.